all have the fever. The fever for Jaguar Zone and Jaguar football. Hello, I am your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome to the Jaguar Zone. We're going to get into, mainly today, we're just going to address the new additions, the keepers, people we re-signed recently, and of course the releases, and I'll get into some news and notes as well before we get out of here. But without further ado, we will get right into... Let's get right into the releases. Now, the other day, there hadn't been a whole lot of releases. Just the one, really. Just the other day, defensive end, Red Bryant, who signed the contract just a couple, or just last year. He did okay for us for the most part, but I think with one of the guys we signed, you're just not going to see Red Bryant around right now. You know, it's unfortunate it happened for Red. He got an opportunity down here. He made the most of it. Did what he could. We wish him the best on his future endeavors and such. As far as the guys that were re-signed, and by re-signed, they were restricted free agents. We'll start with offensive tackle, number 67 in the playbook, Tim Pastore. He ended up playing 8 games and started 8 games for the Jaguars last year. Did pretty well, at least from what I thought. You know, second year in the league. He's played guard, he's played offensive tackle. I think he's a good plug-and-play guy. I don't know about starter or anything like that. I would have to really go back and look at some film. I thought he did pretty good when he was in. You know, we'll have to see from there. He's played in 18 games with 15 of those starts. Three of them at left guard, most of them at right tackle. I think right tackle is a better natural position for him. But like I said, I think he's done well. Did play in the CFL for a little while before coming to the Jaguars. Was on the practice squad for a little while. I'm glad we were able to sign him, put him to work. I like the guy. He's just a big kid out of Virginia. He's actually Canadian by birth. Should make him awesome, right? But like I said, he was re-signed, so he'll be back on the team. Look forward to everything he can do. Of course, there was... I try not to butcher his name, but I will try my best. Big number 93, Tyson Alualu. Or Alualu. I'm going to have to figure out which way to say it. Maybe I'll just call him up and ask him. But the big defensive end out of Hawaii. Let's see, he played, you know, he's the first round pick a couple years ago. He started all 64 games so far, most of them at defensive tackle, a handful of them, a season's worth at defensive end. I think he's another one of those plug and play, except for he can go all over the line. You can line him up in different spots, you know, like J.J. Watt lines up in different spots. I think there's a lot of mismatches you could really look forward to matching him up with. He was the only defensive player to start all 16 games the last 4 seasons, and he joined Mr. Jaguar lately himself, the center Brad Meester, as the only players overall to ever start all 16 games in 4 straight seasons, I believe, or in the last 4 seasons. Of course, Brad Meester has moved on since, still does some stuff for the team. It's always good seeing that guy out and about. Big tackler, handful of sacks. Tyson, I think, does a tremendous job at what he does. And he's another one. I look forward to see what he can do with the coming season. The other guy that was re-signed was number 59, Ryan Davis, the defensive end. He did play in all 16 games. Didn't start any of them. He's been on the team for 3 years now, I believe. Second year overall. He's also a good tackler. He had 19 tackles, 6.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles last year. He's really quick coming off the end, and I think he could definitely benefit from some of the guys they signed and some of the mentorship and all, but I think Ryan Davis could be another guy down the road that is just a tremendous speed rusher off the edge. And that was all, see, between the releases and the keepers. Now I'm going to get into some of these guys that they signed. And I'm going to purposely put them in a certain order. So if I haven't named the obvious yet, there's a reason. They signed kicker Chase Myers, who punt as he did that at Harris College his senior year. He put it in, kicked pretty good kicker, pretty solid. I'm not sure they just sent the pressure on Josh Kobe. If they signed to replace Josh Kobe, Kobe's, you know, not a great chicken, even though he's still as solid as he ever was. If not better, then he gets better and better. Or, a lot of people carry 2 or 3 kickers so that in the preseason games, you don't have to use your number one guy all the time. You can let Jason Myers kick and maybe audition for some other teams. Or maybe as a bargaining chip. Who knows? But Jason Myers did spend some time in the Arena Football League this past season. He played with Arizona and San Jose. Pretty good kicker. And for everybody who's never seen an indoor game, it's pretty difficult to kick a field goal there too. You're kind of staring up at this weird configuration they have with the net and everything over there. I believe in Arena you can actually play it off the net, which is a completely crazy thing. So if it doesn't go in, you can always play it off of it. But I think Jason is going to bring a level of intensity to the Jaguars, and you know, who knows, maybe Scobie can mentor him and he can catch on with another team even, if not the Jaguars. They also signed wide receiver and kick return, punt return specialist, Brian Walters. Brian spent the last 2 seasons in Seattle, which means he has a Super Bowl ring. He can bring what it takes to get to that level and be a mentor to some of these younger guys, even though he's only been in the league for 3 years total, and I believe most of the time at San Diego when he started was on the practice squad. Didn't do a whole lot for Seattle last year, but I think for the most part he was more of their kick returner. I look forward to a lot of fun things that he's going to bring to the table, and let him return some kicks and punts, you know. Let's split it up a little bit. Put 2 or 3 guys back there to kick and, I mean, to return the kickoffs and make people decide who they want to kick at. They also signed free safety Sergio Brown, who spent a lot of the time on opposing sidelines in the last 3 years with the Indianapolis Colts. You know, free safety was a place that the Jaguars needed to address. They go out and sign this guy, the former Notre Dame Fighting Irish free safety. Like I said, played the last 3 seasons in Indy. He played for New England for a couple years before that. Sergio Brown knows how to play. I'm not saying that you have to just play on those teams to know how to play. I'm just saying, you know, this is 6th year in the league, I believe. 71 games, 11 starts. He's a great rotation guy, or I believe he could actually be a good starter and help corral the back end of the defense here in Jacksonville. Next up, the veteran linebacker, Dan Scuda, from the San Francisco 49ers. I guess he could keep 51. I have to see who's 51. Nobody's coming to mind right off the top of the bat, and it may just be that I'm kind of scatterbrained today. Spent a couple seasons in San Francisco. He was with Cincinnati the 4 years before that. 7-year outside linebacker. He's just a tremendous athlete, almost a freakish athlete. He can play linebacker, he can play outside linebacker, inside linebacker. He's played fullback a little bit, and he could also be a great defensive end because he's got a lot of speed coming off the edge. A lot of plug and play places here. If you haven't noticed, Jacksonville likes that strategy, likes people that they can move around. You know, in similar fashion, the way that Belichick does in New England, the way that a couple other people, Seattle's another one, and, you know, we all know where those two teams have been in the last couple years. So I think Dan Scuda is a tremendous, tremendous addition. And he'll probably be a lot of you guys' favorite player, or one of your new favorites, very, very soon. Next up on the free agent block, cornerback Devon House. Devon House last year had 27 tackles for the Green Bay Packers. He's played the last 3 or 4 years with them. I believe this will be his 5th year in the league, so he's played 4 years with them. 40 career games, 14 starts. Green Bay's another place. It's interesting, the way that they coach and the staffs that they put together and the people they surround their other players with, that's why they can continue to let people like him go and just keep reloading. In no way is Devon House on his way downhill as far as his abilities, but he also brings some postseason experience that he can bring to the back end as well. You know, they could put him with Sergio Brown and kind of pair him up on one side. It should be fun watching these guys play, trust me. But Devon House is that one. The next one, no, it's not a typo, Jeremy Parnell, the offensive tackle from the Dallas Cowboys for the last 5 years or so. I believe he's Miami before that. 54 total games, 7 total starts. Go see some film on this guy. You wonder why Tony Romo has a great year? It was that offensive line. And he was a part of that offensive line. Whether he was starting or whether he wasn't starting, it didn't matter. Because your starters are not going to be able to play 100% of the time. So, whenever he did play offensive tackle, go back and check. He normally played right tackle, and he was just a monster on that side. Very rarely does Tony Romo get hit in the mouth. Go back and look. Nothing personal to their offensive line, but usually left tackle, usually the blind side blocker, is the one that typically has a little bit of an issue. But this guy here, you know, you guys wanted the Jaguars to address a lot of issues. So far, it looks like they're addressing them all to me. Now there's your offensive lineman to help plug and play there. Next on the block, defensive tackle Jared Odrick. Could be Odrick. I like Odrick. Out of Penn State. He's played, this will be his 6th year. Appeared 65 games, 41 starts. Yep, he starts about 2/3 of them. 129 total tackles. That's 103 by himself. And yes, that's important. He's not a group tackler for the most part. 16.5 sacks. 11 passes defended. 3 forced fumbles. 1 fumble recovery. And 1 interception. Comes over from Miami. The Miami defense has been, they're kind of like Buffalo. They've been one of those just scary, sneaky good defenses for the past couple years. Jacksonville, to me, could be one of those teams this year. But Jared Odrick, out of Penn State, 29 tackles last year, 1 forced fumble, 1 sack. I'm excited for this guy. I think you guys will be too. This guy is huge. 304. He's 6'5". He's only 27 years of age. He could easily put in 5-6 years or better here. If he keeps the production up that he's doing, he could probably retire as a Jaguar. But we'll get down to that in years down the road. And then, finally, there's this other guy that got signed. You know, it's nothing personal to Mercedes Lewis because he has been retained. But the tight end position, he needed a little help. He couldn't do it by himself. You need an offensive, explosive weapon for Mr. Blake Bortles. Besides all the wide receivers, you give him somebody in the middle like that. How about 6'5", 250 pounds, he's only 26 years old, out of Portland State. Lives in Stockton, California. This is about his 5th year in the league. This will be his 5th year in the league. How about Mr. Julius Thomas, number 80? I guess he'll keep 80. Yep, formerly Peyton's weapon. Before that, Tim Tebow's weapon. Can't make that up. 36 games, 25 starts. He was a 4th rounder in 2011. Yeah, that just tells you that the draft is a crapshoot. You're taking a chance on anybody you draft, no matter how sure it seems. Sometimes even undrafted guys. Look at Seattle. A lot of undrafted guys have made that team phenomenal because they play with a chip on their shoulder a lot of times. Now, that doesn't say that only undrafted guys are good, but Jaguars have got a lot of undrafted guys, too, that make names for themselves, just like the people out of the draft. No matter where you're drafted, you try to exceed the expectations, and Julius Thomas absolutely does that. Last year, 43 receptions, 489 yards. You got to think, Peyton spreads the ball around, and his arm's declining, so he completed less passes. That's 11.4 average. I'm good with that. Had 12 touchdown catches last year. Had 12 the year before that. I don't know how many Blake's going to throw him. I think conservatively I'd say Julius is going to have 7 to 8 this year at a minimum. You know, obviously we'll have to see about that. But that's going to round out all the people that we want to talk about, or all the people that have been added to. As far as quick news and notes, by the time you hear this, it will have already been over. But there was a put your football skills to the test, a junior combine for the little ones on Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. Where if you signed up, you got a free kids club pack or kit just for signing up. You were able to take the little ones out and let them go through the junior combine. I hope they had a lot of fun. Those kind of events are always really cool. I didn't get a chance to go down to it. You know, hope it worked out pretty well for everybody. And last news and note, newsworthy note, I guess, that I have for this week. And I hope you've enjoyed us going over all these players. We're going to do our best to continue to keep up with everything. Obviously, the draft will be the next huge event coming up, and we got some fun things going on with that. We'll get into that in the coming weeks. But the last thing I wanted to get onto was the general manager, Mr. David Caldwell, who's done a phenomenal job in Jacksonville after coming over from the Atlanta front office. I know they miss him. I just want to put into perspective here. Ever since Mr. Caldwell has came from Atlanta to Jacksonville, Atlanta has been on a bit of a downslide. Could be coincidence, but it's a little interesting to me that they've had two down years ever since he came over to Jacksonville. So, you know, maybe he was a key cog in that machine there. Who knows? But the thing I want to say about Mr. David Caldwell is that he had the annual season ticket holder member conference call the other day, and obviously I'm not a season ticket holder, so I was in on a conference call. But he brought up one of the biggest points, the reason why a lot of these guys signed here. He told the season ticket members, the way that he's organizing the team, the way that the coaching staff are coaching the players, the way the players are responding and playing, and the kind of environment that you guys, the fans, are making Everbank and the surrounding area out to be, this is starting to turn into a place where players want to go. Julius Thomas said he signed here because he's buying in to what Gus Bradley is producing, where he's wanting to go with this. When he heard the sales pitch, he knew this is absolutely, you know, this is the place he wants to grow. He wants to grow with this new thing and grow with Blake Bortles. And he really sees the vision of where everything's going. All these guys signed, all these young guys signed. I think the oldest guy that signed was like 28. That's still young in this league. All these young guys wanted to sign, all these big playmakers wanted to sign here to Jacksonville because they believe and they see the vision of where this is going. So, you know, hats off to all the people involved, especially you guys, for everything that you guys do. You always make it very special, you know, whether it be the Till Street Hooligans and, you know, friend of the show, Brett from there, or Casey Jones, Downer Jag fan, any of you guys, the Bold City Brigade, especially the chapter in Atlanta. I've got a chance to spend time with them. I look forward to spending a little more time with all you guys in this coming season. And in a few weeks, maybe be on the other side of the draft. Hopefully we'll be able to get the phone lines opened up so you guys can call your questions, comments, suggestions, and we're trying to tie up some loose ends on having some special guests in. So hope you guys enjoy those. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate Impact Media for allowing us to bring this to you every week, along with Podomatic.com. If you're looking to record and produce your own podcast, you can obviously go to Podomatic.com for all your podcast needs. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us in the Jaguar Zone. We'll see you guys next week.